Because You're Mine by Luna Miller, narrated by Nano Nagel. Chapter 1, Thursday, October the 29th. He couldn't help cracking up in a big, stupid grin, even though he was aware that he must have looked absolutely ridiculous to the people passing by on the street. Why should he care? He hadn't felt this alive in years. What harm was there in letting people see how happy he was? It was early morning. The air was cold, but he enjoyed it. A new day, and hopefully, a new beginning. People he met were rushing to work with sober minds. Everybody seemed in a hurry. Not him. If he could, he would have stopped the world for a while just before they had to separate. Just before the train had left with his new acquaintance, his new love. They had just one night together, but he was sure this was it. Even if it was a long time since he last felt this way, he knew that he was falling in love. They just had to meet again, and they would. Already, next weekend. He was so engrossed in his thoughts and fantasies that he did not notice that the gate never closed behind him as he entered the apartment building. He did not hear the quiet footsteps swiftly bounding up the staircase as he got into the beautiful old elevator and slowly ascended to the third floor. He neither heard nor saw anything out of the ordinary as he fiddled with the keys and finally managed to unlock the door to his apartment. It was not until he stepped into the bright hallway and a quiet shadow pushed through the door behind him that he became aware that everything was wrong. Chapter 2, The Day Before, Wednesday, October the 28th. Aidan had just ordered his second glass of red wine when Drew came back from the dance floor, greedily gulping down the last sips of his beer. He had a big smile on his face, and his forehead glistened from beads of sweat. They had both had their fair share to drink that night, and Aidan was getting a little tired, but he could see that Drew was in very high spirits. And at that moment, that was all that mattered. Earlier that afternoon, Aidan had picked up Drew by the flight buses at the Stockholm City Terminal. They had taken the subway to Östermalmstorg together and walked the short distance to Tudor Arms. On Grevgatan, being true Englishmen, they appreciated the genuine pub atmosphere and the bartender's banter as they were each served a pint of pale ale. They had managed to find a quiet corner in the establishment where they could talk freely and undisturbed. Drew had been dumped again, and it was Aidan's job to console him. His boyfriend had turned out to be a real pig. It was not like Drew had expected anything else, but being left in favour of some pathetic B-list celebrity, as he described it, had hit a sore spot. He had never been much for long-lasting relationships anyway. It had been a matter of wounded pride rather than a broken heart. Fortunately, the healing process was quick. After a vegetarian garden burger and a couple of Kilkennys, all had been forgiven, if not forgotten, and Drew was back in his usual good mood. When Drew had phoned Aidan a few days earlier to ask if he could come down from London for a heart-to-heart, Aidan had already anticipated a long night and made sure to cancel any early appointments for the next day. Drew had a light-hearted and carefree personality by nature and was not one to hold on to grudges and failures. It was very rare for him to come across a hardship that couldn't be cured by a good party or a night on the town. So when the waiter had taken their empty plates and Drew was chatting away over their third beer, Aidan tried to remind himself as to which of Stockholm's gay clubs he liked the most. Less than an hour later, he found himself in the lounge at Club Nipa, watching Drew let it rip on the house dance floor. Even though it made Aidan happy to see his friend shine once more, he was aware that for himself, the boring part of the night had just begun. He had always been self-conscious about dancing, and it did not seem likely that he would find anyone who would be up for spending the evening making conversation with him. Most people probably did not visit Club Nipa to find another straight friend, he thought, and it would be wrong to raise any false expectations.